我们每个人或多或少都认识一些这样的角色，他们不懂得审时度势，不会根据现场情况随机应变，经常说出不该说的话或做出不该做的事，让周围的人又气又急。碰到这样的情况，恐怕很多人的第一反应都是有点眼力劲儿行不行啊。说到这个眼力劲儿，它真是一种只可意会不可言传的能力，有些人根本不用教，而有些人怎么教都教不会。不过有点眼力劲儿行不行的英语表达肯定是可以教会的，因为它非常简单。 Read the room.
No, the Lions were down by three. They're going for a field goal. This kid walks in here. I mean, he's not even wearing his lucky hat. And he turns off the game.
Not in this house.
He goes, Dad, I got something I gotta tell you. I'm like,
whoa. Talk about offsides.
Man, tell me about it, man.
It's like, bruh, read the room.
Read the room 的字面意思是阅读房间，很显然它实际上是指阅读房间里的气氛，然后根据当时的具体情况来做出恰当的举动。在实际应用中， read the room 大多是以祈使句的形式出现，也就是说你要求某人有眼力劲儿，你可以直接来一句 read the room。 还有一种常见的情形是描述某人有眼力劲儿或没有眼力劲儿，这个也很简单， someone can or cannot read the room。 比如Ugh, Adam drives me crazy. He can never read the room. 末了啰嗦一句， read the room 属于情商的范畴，和 be yourself 并不矛盾，千万不要以忠于自我为理由而不分场合的我行我素。我是刘燕， Until next time, bye.